And what does she wish you to sleuth?
Chloe lost her backpack and her laptop at some fancy schmancy club off the common, she said, and she wants it back.
Sounds simple, I said. Why does she need to enlist your services?
Because they wouldn't let her back in, Maddie said. They threatened to call the cops if she didn't leave. And Chloe had everything on that laptop, not to mention some personal shit in the bag.
Personal shit is hard to come by.
And so I went to the club and got the whole fuck-off thing from some guy working the door, Maddie said. Not only did they say they'd never heard of Chloe Turner, they told me that if I or anyone connected to her came back, they'd call the cops. How do you like that?
Not at all, I said. What club?
Place called the Blackstone Club, Maddie said, down toward Chinatown in some crummy brick building. No sign, just a big door and a buzzer. What kind of freaking club doesn't have a sign?
One that wishes to be elite and confidential, I said, starting to stand. Shall we?
Sit down, Spencer, Maddie said. You know the rules. When you need help, you ask. When I need help, I ask.
So what do you need?
Advice.
I am an open book of knowledge. Maddie nodded. I nodded. I took a sip of coffee. It tasted much better hot, but I still missed the cream and sugar. Small steps.
Here's what happened, Maddie said. Chloe doesn't want to cause any trouble and, more than anything, doesn't want to go to the cops. Her mother would go bullshit if she knew what Chloe'd been up to.
I leaned back from the desk. Outside, down on the street, I could hear the whine of an industrial drill and planks of wood tossed against the pavement. A car without a muffler passed and headed out of earshot. A symphony of the Back Bay.
Chloe knows a girl who promised her an easy $500.
To meet a man at the club?
And give him a massage, Maddie said. Chloe says she was promised that was all there was to it.
Had she ever met him?
Nope.
Did she have any expertise as a massage therapist?
Christ, no, Maddie said. She's just a kid.
How old? Maddie tossed her head to the side and leveled her eyes at me.
15.
I felt the hair rise up my neck. My stomach turned a bit.
I know, Maddie said, but part of what I promise is confidentiality.
This sounds like a felony.
Hold on, Maddie said. Only gets worse.
I listened.
Chloe says when she first got there, a woman met her at the club and gave her an envelope stuffed with cash, Maddie said. The woman told her the guy was some big-time executive hotshot. She didn't need to speak unless spoken to, had to wear this special outfit, pay attention to his feet.
His feet?
All creeps are in the feet, Maddie said. Anyway, she goes in there, the room all dim with scented candles and all that, and there's the man, lying on his back with a sheet covering the lower half of his body. Chloe says she was so nervous her hands were shaking. She starts to rub the man's feet, like she'd been told. The man makes some small talk with her. What's your name? What music do you like? Do you have a boyfriend? All that kind of stuff.
She said he was nice, and not bad looking for an old dude.
She said he was polite, until things got weird.
Massaging a grown man's feet is the definition of weird.
Chloe said she thought the whole thing was legit, until at one point the man raised up, threw off the sheet, and started going to town on himself.
I felt my face flush. I wasn't comfortable talking about such matters with Maddie. I remembered when she was 14, coming to see me with a collection of crumpled bills in the hope of finding her mother's killer. She was tough as old boots, but would always be a lost little girl to me.
Chloe said she just froze up, Maddie said. She couldn't scream. She couldn't talk. She couldn't move. She just stood there as the man got finished with his business.
Ick, I said.
Yep, Maddie said. That's when she bolted from the room and the club and left her clothes, her laptop, inside that backpack. She doesn't want any trouble. She doesn't want to see that man again. All she wants is her stuff.
Okay, I said. Let me help.
Advice, Maddie said. I only want advice.
I'd much rather assist.
Maybe I shouldn't have told you.